Hello and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace and I am going to be bringing you up to date about whatever energy you need to pay attention to and expect from the 29th of August continuing forward until the 4th of September. We are about to close out a week that was rather unsettled. So not only did we experience a very unique and significant exchange of energy that occurred around that Ring of Fire section, which is around the Pacific Ocean and stemming from all the way from the coast of the United States all the way through and over to Asia and, you know, down Japan and just circling that whole area of the ocean there. So it was a very interesting week. We had 70 earthquakes on that particular plate. So it's normally an active plate to begin with, but to have 70 earthquakes in a very small amount of time, it was like a period of 24 hours or something like that, where there was that many massive shakeups, and many of them were over a 4.5 on the Richter scale, which is not common at all. So there's a lot of movement going on in that whole Pacific Ocean region. And we all know that Hawaii has kind of seen its share of some pretty unique events that have gone on that have been just insane over the past several months, from the massive volcano to that huge hurricane that just went through. And now we've got this situation going on with these earthquakes. There's just been one thing after another. And I know that that just seems like this randomized series of unfortunate events occurring in one area, but there's actually a lot of spiritual significance to that particular area of our planet cleansing itself. It is the location of the island of Lemuria, which is an ancient time period, an ancient world civilization that was once on Earth. Many of you have probably heard of Atlantis that came after Lemuria. There were also time periods that were documented even before Lemuria, where we have these beautiful ancient civilizations that kind of sunk to the bottom of the ocean and ended up dissolving themselves. Lemuria was actually the time period when feminine energy controlled the earth, it controlled the planets, it controlled the energy, and the feminine energy became very corrupt. And as a result of that, the earth kind of needed to start over and rebalance itself. That also happened with Atlantis. That also happened with the dinosaurs. You know, there are so many different documented time periods where there was civilizations that just started and then stopped. So right now, we all know that we're also cleansing the energy of the feminine. So the location of that feminine energy is being cleansed from deep within the earth, which is around that Pacific area, around that Ring of Fire and right over Hawaii. That's where the island or the civilization of Lemuria was. Also, it's also known as Mu. So any of you who's interested in that, definitely do a little bit of research. And I am planning on doing a podcast spirit talk about that specifically, just to make everybody aware that these events are not randomized situations. They're massive clearings, which are positive clearings. We just have to make sure that we stay on the right track. So we had that happen, and then in conjunction to it, we had a solar storm that fired up that took about 3 days to finally fizzle out. It was kind of unique to have a solar storm. We're currently in a solar minimal, so there are time periods when there are massive storms that go on, and it's expected because the atmosphere is very prime for it, and then there are periods that fall back and become what's known as like solar minimals, and we're in a period of a solar minimal for several years, so the sun has been rather active for a solar minimal, first of all, and to have that fire up and be very intense. I mean, at one point, we were at a very strong electromagnetic storm, which has only happened a handful of times within the past 15 years. So we had some really incredible energy come in. Many of you felt it. It stirred up a lot, and many of you are still kind of reaming from it or coming down from it. It was a roller coaster of energy that took place. That is going to pull us right into this coming week, which has some interesting similarities going on throughout the week that I'm going to kind of talk about and recap and give you guys as much information as I can. if you hear any rustling of papers or anything like that, I have so many notes from the meditations that I've done that I want to make sure I cover everything. So let's hit the ground running. We are currently on the 29th, which is an 11 day. So 2 + 9 you add together, it's 11. So it's going to have that high spiritual energy to it. So those of you out there, it's a really great day to meditate. It's a really great day to do something to balance yourself spiritually. We've also had some massive storms roll through here in the Northeast. So it's always a showing of how powerful the energy is when it moves through and it cleanses like that. It's always great to get out and to do some type of a meditation, some type of a spiritual practice, some type of, if you can hit up right when a storm is currently hitting, just taking moments to deep breathe and just almost center yourself in that energy. It's always very powerful and helps to amplify any spiritual work that you're doing. On top of that, again, we're on an 11 day. So 2 + 9 is 11. So that's going to have that intense higher field of energy along with it. The moon is also in line with Aries, which is a little more self-focused than some of the other signs. So if you found yourself being a little bit more focused on what you need and a little bit frustrated with others that are pulling at you, that's very much going to be the energy between today and tomorrow. So the 29th and the 30th. Aries also is a little bit impatient, a little bit impulsive, and kind of enhanced energy comes along with it as well. So people who are experiencing any heart palpitations or, you know, like quickness in breathing or anything like that, that's very much an area, the energy of Aries coming through. When that energy is very strong, those of you who are sensitive, it's definitely going to affect your electrical system of your body, and it's going to cause some just disruptions within it. So just be aware of that. We also have a 22 day coming up tomorrow. So the day today is the 29th. So 2 + 9 = 11. So you've got that level of high spiritual energy there. When you add up the whole date and it's a high spiritual day, that's even that much more intense. So, and we've got a very interesting way that the next coming day kind of adds up. So if you add 8 + 3 + 0 + 2 + 1 + 8, which would be the numbers you'd add together for the August 30th, 2018, you come out to a 22. 22 is a very significant number. It's a master builder. It's a master enlightenment number. It is a very strong vibration number. But if you, as you're adding up those numbers, you'll actually find that when you add up 8 + 3, that equals 11. And then you add up 2 + 0 + 1 + 8, that also equals 11. So this particular date, it has a double 11, bringing it to a 22, which is extremely powerful. So be very mindful of that. Tomorrow is going to cast an extremely high spiritual vibration. I'm hoping it kicks us all back into a little bit more of a calmer state, because it really has been, I don't want to say human-like, because that's not the right word to use, but it's been frustrating. There's been a lot of lower vibrating emotions that have been just hanging out at the surface for quite some time now, at least for the past several days. So with any luck, tomorrow we're going to get a clean sweep of some of those things. And take some notes of some of the emotions that are coming up, because those are things that you've got to clear and things that you've got to work on, and that's why they're surfacing. So don't ignore what you're being shown right now. So tomorrow is a great day to do some meditating. Interestingly enough, this 22 day and how it's comprised, which is the adding that I just talked about, repeats itself again on September 2nd. So I'm going to talk about that before this podcast is up. I believe from an energy standpoint, from tomorrow until September 2nd, we're going to be almost in this high, intense, spiritual, energetic window. So I urge all of you to not miss that. We've got that really strong vibration that's going to be rolling through from the numerology way that you comprise those numbers together. And it's going to be extremely powerful over the next few days. So please, those of you out there, especially if you're feeling a little bit off, it's definitely a good time to meditate. It's a good time to connect with nature. It's a good time to grab a journal and write down some things you might be struggling with. It's a really bad time to drink. It's a really bad time to alter your state of consciousness. It's a really bad time to go out partying. So the last thing you want to do on high spiritual days is alter your state, because you don't get the proper vibration energy to roll through your system because you're lowering it due to something that's artificially outside of you. So when you do that, it's very hard to gain back that energy again, and you'll definitely find yourself struggling for longer periods of time. Many of you have already talked about feeling rather intolerant when it comes to drinking alcohol and stuff like that. That's all par for the course right now during any kind of ascension process or any kind of massive shifting. So don't take it out on yourself. Don't take it too hard. Just, you know, find some really great sparkling water flavors you like, I guess. That will sort of help you a little bit when you got to be out with other people and you got to kind of behave accordingly. Okay, so we have this high Aries energy that's going to be running through the next couple of days. Quick warning, those of you who are a Libra, it's the opposite for you. So you tend to struggle a little bit more on Aries days. So you're going to find yourself even more impatient, even more impulsive, even more self-focused. Try to breathe, go easy, you'll be okay. It'll let up within the next day or so here. And then we're going to move into Taurus. So the 31st and the 1st of September, August 31st and September 1st are going to be in Taurus. Taurus is, best way to put it, there's a reason why the sign is the bull. So they're rather stubborn. They can be very aggressive, very materialistically obsessed. So we kind of already have a little bit of that self-focused, egotistical stuff going on right now with Aries, and it's going to be dragged out a little bit longer over the course of the next few days with Taurus coming into alignment. So keep a close eye on that. And maybe instead of deciding you're going to take a trip to the mall or you're going to take a trip to the store to go shopping, take a trip to go for a hike or take a trip to go sit on a bench and just watch the sunset. Try to, I don't want to say combat that energy, but try to take the energy that would normally get sent in and transfer it onto something that's going to be more positive for you. So if you take a time when you would be more centered to being aggressive and materialistic, and you choose to treat it almost with the opposite by being more passionate, compassionate, and by being more relaxed, then what you're actually doing is allowing the energy of whatever is to move through you much easier because you're giving it more of a clear channel. It's kind of like if you are dealing with someone who's angry and you get angry, it just amplifies the anger. But if you're dealing with someone who's angry and then you become extremely kind and you decide that you're going to be very loving towards that person, then it diffuses the situation. Do whatever you can to diffuse the situation of Taurus being in the spotlight. The thing that worries me is Taurus is in the spotlight during that high spiritual energy sandwich that we were talking about between those numerology days. So I feel like it's almost going to be throwing off because you're so open spiritually. And then on top of it, you're also going to have those frustration emotions coming through. So we've got to make sure we keep that in check and we keep it as balanced as possible. The opposite of Taurus is Scorpio. So those of you out there who are of the Scorpio zodiac, be extremely careful because you're going to find yourself much more off on the 31st and the 1st here. So try to keep a very patient mindset and become aware, be a silent observer of your actions so you don't get too caught up in them. We are then going to be moving into September 2nd, September 3rd, and September 4th, which will be under the sign of Gemini. Gemini is very fast-paced. It's rather fun. This is a great time for being out. This is a great time for exercise. The only thing about Gemini days that tend to be a little bit funky is they go by in a blink of an eye. And considering that this is going to be kind of the middle, beginning of next week, that'll be good because it'll make the week go fast. And I know not everybody loves, you know, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. We kind of focus on the weekend and get excited about it. So you might find a rather fast week ahead of you, which is great. The only thing about Gemini is it can be a little Jekyll and Hyde. So you might find that one minute you're in a good mood, the next minute you're totally thrown off. One minute you're feeling nice and calm, the next minute you're just a ball of nerves. That's pretty par for the course when it comes to Gemini energy coming through. So be aware of those extremes and just relax and ride them out. The opposite of Gemini is Sagittarius. So Sagittarius tends to feel those extreme swoops a little bit more than the average person. Also, September 2nd, as I discussed at the beginning of this podcast, is a 22-day. So if you were to add together 9 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 8, I always forget the zero in there. Sorry, because it's technically not a number that you would add, but sometimes I do it so it doesn't sound too confusing. But if you add that all together, you will come up to a 22. This is also comprised in the same way as the 30th of August is comprised. So two number 11s. that then go into a number 22. So this is going to be a very high spiritual energy period of time from now until September 2nd. So try your best to just let the energy flow through. You know, watch the stars at night. Shut off the TV. Don't look at the news. Don't look at the tabloids. Instead, focus on every time you're going to go listen to the news or every time you're going to go, you know, read something that's just sort of killing time on the internet. Turn on some soft music for a second, pop in some earbuds and deep breathe for 2-3 minutes. So take that wasted time and turn it into something that's going to be more beneficial. It's really important right now. We're headed into a lot of energy. I mean, we know that right now with some of the alignments that are taking place on Earth that we've spoken about in previous podcasts, it's going to be a lot about self-transformation. It's going to be a lot about going inside and fixing what you need to before the Earth really hits up and starts doing a massive movements later on, at the end of this year. I think it's actually the very beginning of 2019 when we get that Uranus alignment coming back in again that we've talked about many times, and we will of course chat about again when we get closer to that date. But take this time to do some really great refinement of yourself. That's super important. Okay, so that is the next several days in a nutshell. If I were to give you any words of wisdom between now and the 2nd of September, I would say movement. This is an energy gateway. It's a gateway for release. So allow whatever is trying to leave your life to leave. Allow yourself to be open to the next steps and what they mean. This period of time here we've got is a spiritual transformation. It's a short little condensed time, but you can get a lot of transforming done if you can work on it in the time that you're supposed to. So be patient with yourself. Take a step back, breathe, trust your instincts, and let the energy flow over the next few days. Remember, you're becoming an example for everyone around you on how to handle some of these major woes that a lot of us are feeling, and it's just going to keep on becoming more intense and more people are going to feel it. So choose to be a guide and choose to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Okay, quick side note about September's class. I already spoke on the last podcast that the class is going to be released online only on my YouTube station. I will put a link to that on my blog, thespiritthatisyou.blog. It is going to be bringing you up to date of all the information that's going to be going on in the month of September. And then in October, we're going to resume both the online and in-house classes. I just got offered an opportunity to do some really great spiritual work that is not in town. So I had to take that opportunity and make sure that I can share as much light as I can with anybody who needs it. So I apologize to anybody. I was looking forward to seeing all of you, but don't worry, we will reconvene in the beginning of October and I will be able to see all of you and we'll be back on those live online classes as well. In the meantime, if you have any questions at all, just email me at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. Thank you guys all so much. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, you're not alone in this. Everything's going to be just fine. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, wishing you a wonderful week.